Now, in the 19th century, scientists studied all sorts of odds and ends, and one of the things they looked at was raindrop sizes. Some of them would go out and get a big piece of blotting paper, put it outside during a rainstorm, and then have a look at the size of different raindrops. They found that whilst a few of the raindrops were above 5 millimetres across, most of them were quite small, less than a millimetre. What was really, really strange is that the same sort of heaviness of rain, the same rate of rainfall, this distribution was always the same.
So just explain what that means for a second. So you've got the same range of raindrop sizes, no matter how hard it's pelting.
So say a couple of percent of them would be 5 millimetres across, 50% of them 3 millimetres across, etc., etc.
Which sounds a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? Because you think when it rains really hard, you'd expect that to be massive raindrops.
Well, the distribution did change between different rates of rain, but for the same rate of rain, whichever the shower you went under, it would be the same. You can have rain produced in all sorts of different ways, different heights in the clouds, and always this distribution was the same. Now, people thought this might be because the big raindrops were hitting each other, but people had done maths and discovered that they shouldn't hit each other. There's not enough rain in the sky for them to hit each other enough for them to balance out. Now, Manuel Vilmo at the old Marseille University might have worked out what's going on. He saw an effect which you see in a diesel engine when you squirt droplets of fuel very, very fast into air. What happens is some of those droplets, they flatten out as they go faster and faster and faster. And eventually they get so flat they sort of turn into a parachute, sort of blow up into a bubble, and they pop. And he thought that the same thing might be happening with rain. It's actually an effect I've seen in a kitchen science experiment once.
I was going to say, because when you were making rockets,
you
made some fast footage.
Yeah, I did a high-speed video of a water rocket. As some of the droplets came down, and just before one of the last ones on the video hit the ground, it sort of blew up into this beautiful bubble and then popped. I thought this was weird, but I didn't think it had anything important about it. But apparently, according to Manuel, this is what he thinks is happening in rain. He's done lots of experiments with it, and the distribution of drops you get from these poppings of these sort of parachute shoots is exactly what you see in rain.
So the reason you get that normal distribution of raindrop sizes is because all the big ones fragment into slightly smaller ones. The slightly smaller ones may then fragment into even smaller ones, and in the process they're giving off lots of little ones.
And the little tiny ones start sticking themselves together again, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger until they go pop. They haven't actually seen this in rain yet, but there are people flying around in planes as we speak looking at raindrops falling
through. And dare I ask, Dave, this is important because...
Understanding how rain works is an important thing. Rain is very important. If we understand it more, then it might help.